No matter what happens in my life, externally and circumstantially, when I study the Word of God, there's an exhilaration and a joy that is untouched by any circumstance. So why should we study the Bible? In our previous chapter, we learned that first, it's the source of truth. Second, it's the source of rejoicing. But those aren't the only benefits, and we must understand those benefits apart from legal obedience. Benefit 3, the source of victory. A third motivating force, and the third reason to study the Bible, is that the Word is the source of victory. I lose a lot, but I don't like it. I figure if you're going to do something, do it all the way, with the goal of winning. My dad used to say to me from the time I was young, "Listen, Johnny, if you're going to do it to the best of your ability, or it isn't worth doing." I grew up that way, striving for excellence. I also see this in my Christian life. I don't like to give an occasion to the adversary. I don't like to give him an advantage over me, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. I don't like to see Satan victorious. I don't like to see the world master me. I don't like to see the flesh override my spirit. I want to win. I remember my football coach giving us the typical Newt Rockne, the legendary University of Notre Dame football coach of the 1920s, lecture saying, "You can't be beat if you won't be beat." We ought to think like that as Christians. There's no reason to give in to the enemy, because as you study the Bible, you'll find out that the Word of God becomes the source of victory. We would do well to remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119, verse 11. The Word, then, is the source of victory over sin. As the Word of God is taken in, it becomes the resource the Holy Spirit uses to direct us. We have no way of preventing ourselves from being led into sin unless we can bring the Word of God into our conscious minds. Let me give you something basic to understand. We'll never function on what we don't know. We'll never be able to apply a truth or principle we haven't discovered. So as we feed into our minds the Word of God, it becomes the resource by which the Spirit of God directs and guides. Now, let's look at some specific examples of the Word's effectiveness. Victory over Satan, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Matthew chapter 4 provides a classic illustration of facing Satan with the Word of God. It says in verse 1, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." The Greek word pyrasmos can mean either temptation or testing. It's a neutral word that can connote good or bad. From Satan's viewpoint, he wanted it to be bad. From God's viewpoint, he knew it would be good. So the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness knowing he'd pass the test, but Satan was there waiting for him, hoping he'd fail. In verse 2, we read, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry." That's not surprising, but it's interesting as we remember that Jesus was a perfect human being without sin. Therefore, his body must have had powers beyond anything we could ever experience. It's really amazing to realize that he did not feel the gnawing pangs of hunger until the end of those 40 days. At that time, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." What Satan's really saying to Jesus is this: "Listen, you're the Son of God. You deserve better than this. What are you doing out here in this wretched wilderness?"